I've decided to make one more session on the love of God because this scripture in Ephesians just blesses me so much. And I just thought, let's go through this so that you can understand the heart of God and just see some practical ways in which God loves us. We must know that love is an experience that we can have. Love is not just something God did. It's something that works in our emotions. Now, if you can feel loved, and you can have that emotion and that passion of love that drives you towards God and towards the things of God, you are under the power of the nature of God. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what I really believe, is the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of compassion, the power to see somebody and out of the depths of your being feel moved. And that is a way in which I believe every Christian is supposed to walk. You know, when God lived, or when Jesus lived on this earth, he was moving by the love of God. He experienced compassion when he saw people. He had absolute love for them. When God gave his son, he gave his son from the foundation of unconditional love, mercy and grace. And how will we function if we cannot have that strong unction inside our hearts to love somebody? If we see somebody that is going through a hard time, that we can have a compassion from our innermost being. It is very hard to just love people from a commandment without the power of love that works in your heart. When I fell in love with my wife, there was an emotion of love in my heart that would make me do things for her. It's the same that way today. If you can understand that you can love God from an emotion and a feeling that also feel that you can love Him, man, that is so, so much more powerful than simply trying to interpret scriptures. And you can feel that love all the time. So many people might say that's not a stable foundation from where we're supposed to love. Because, you know, the one day you can feel as if you love God, the next day you feel you don't love God. Now, I've come to know that as I understand the finished work of Jesus Christ, there has not been a day that I don't feel that I love God. Now, for 10 plus years, there hasn't been one day that I don't feel that I love God. I feel that feeling of love towards God. Amen. We can have that and we can function by that. And that drives us and pushes us to do things that we could normally not do in our own strength. But let's just read about the love of God. It says in Ephesians 5, I don't know the exact verse, but it's in the message. But when we read this, we must understand, okay, in Ephesians 5, it talks about the husband and the wife and how they love each other. And we need to understand this is talking about the church and the relationship between the church and Jesus, the church and the Father. Amen. It says, husband, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving and not getting. The love that Christ has for us is one that's marked by giving and not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. Man, isn't that awesome? That's why so many people aren't whole today, for they don't know the love of Christ. That's the reason why they know the love of Christ, because they think God's love is marked by getting and not giving. His words evoke her beauty. And that's what the love of God does. It brings forth your beauty. Everything He does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. So what Jesus does and what He says is all designed to bring the best out of you. And He uses good words to say that. And that is how husbands ought to treat their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor since they already won in marriage. No one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. Now listen to those words. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we are part of his body. And this is why a man leaves his father, mother and cherishes his wife. No longer two, they become one flesh. Now isn't this so, so awesome? He feeds and pampers us because we are one with Him. And He doesn't abuse His own body. So the way the Father treats Jesus, the way Jesus treats Himself in heaven, that is the way that God treats us. He gives good words. He loves, not getting, but giving. Words that evoke beauty. All those type of things. It says here that the love of Christ makes the church whole. So the more we know the love of God, the more whole we will be. The more our beauty will come forth. The more holiness will shine forth in our lives. That's why it's so important to study and ponder upon God's unconditional love for us.